Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, memory of Ram Goldray, and today from Zechus Beya, Daf Test, the first parak, Beis Shenhold Biyantav. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai say, Ein Morichin as a Sula Meshovach Lashovach. One may not take a ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote, on Yantav, of a Mateu Machon Ulchon, but one may tilt it from the opening of one pigeonhole to the opening of another pigeonhole in the same dovecote. Rashi explains that it is assumed that the ladder refers specifically to a dovecote ladder and is recognized as such. Beis Shammai forbids taking it from one dovecote to another, even though his intention is to fetch some doves and shech them for Simchas Yantav. But Beis Shammai permit even to take a ladder from one dovecote to another. Rav Chanan bar Ami said the machlokas applies only in the case of one who carries a ladder in Rishus HaRabim, where he might be observed. For Beis Shammai hold, Haro Omer Latich Gagal Hutzarch, that one onlooker might assume that he's carrying a ladder because he needs to plaster his roof. Whereas Beis Hillel holds, since he's carrying a ladder that's specifically used for dovecotes, it's not a problem. But in Rishus HaYachid, where his actions are unlikely to be observed, everyone agrees it is mutter. Point number two, the Gemara asks, if this is so, that Beis Shammai's prohibition does not apply where one's actions are unlikely to be observed. For Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, Kol makom she'asur chachamim b'nei maris ayin, afil b'chadri chadarim asur. Wherever the Rabbanim prohibited an act because of maris ayin, the act is prohibited even in one's most private chambers. Rashi explains that generally the Gemara does not challenge the opinion of one Amor with the opinion of another Amor. However, here the Gemara challenges Rav Chanan's teaching with the ruling of Rav, because Rav was the undisputed leader of all his contemporaries, with the exception of Shmuel. The Gemara answers that Rav Chanan has the authority to dispute Rav's ruling, for the question of prohibiting an issue of Maris Ayin afil b'chadri chadarim is a malchokas tanaim, for it was taught in a brisa, if one's clothing became soaked, shotchan b'chama avol k'neged ha'am. He may spread them out in the sun to dry on Shabbos, but he may not do so before people, meaning in an area viewed by people. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ruled that it is prohibited even in a secluded area. And pointing me through, the Gemara brings a brice with a different version of the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which taught Rabbi Shimon and Elazar said, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that one may take a ladder from one dovecote to another. They argued only in regard to returning the ladder to its original place. Beis Shammai say, Ein machzirin, one may not return the ladder after using it, but Beis Hillel say, one may even return it. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, although Beis Shammai prohibit the carrying of the ladder on Yantav, they conceded that it is permitted to take a ladder to a dovecote to fetch birds for one's Yantav meal because it serves a Yantav need. Rabbi Yehuda said these rulings apply only with a sulam shel shovach, a dovecote ladder. But an attic ladder, according to everyone, is forbidden because someone seen carrying an attic ladder will certainly be suspected of plastering his roof. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai say, Ein molichin es asula meshovach l'shovach. One may not take a ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote on Yantav of a matei machon ulchon, but one may tilt it from the opening of one pigeonhole to the opening of another pigeonhole in the same dovecote. Rashi explains that it is assumed that the ladder refers specifically to a dovecote ladder and is recognized as such. Beis Shammai forbids taking it from one dovecote to another, even though his intention is to fetch some doves and shech them for Simchas Yantav. But Beis Hillel permit one even to take a ladder from one dovecote to another. Rav Chanan bar Ami said the machlokas applies only in the case of one who carries a ladder in Rishus HaRabim, where he might be observed. For Beis Shammai hold, Haro Omer Lahatich Gagal Hutzarach, that one onlooker might assume that he's carrying a ladder because he needs to plaster his roof. Whereas Beis Hillel holds, since he's carrying a ladder that is specifically used for dovecotes, it's not a problem. But in Rishus HaYachid, where his actions are unlikely to be observed, everyone agrees it is mutter. Point number two, the Gemara asks, if this is so, the Beis Shammai's prohibition does not apply where one's actions are unlikely to be observed. For Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, Kol makom she'asur chachamim b'nei maris ayin, afil b'chadri chadarim asur. Wherever the Rabban prohibited an act because of maris ayin, the act is prohibited even in one's most private chambers. Rashi explains that generally the Gemara does not challenge the opinion of one Amora with the opinion of another Amora. However, here, the Gemara challenges Rav Chanan's teaching with the ruling of Rav, because Rav was the undisputed leader of all his contemporaries, with the exception of Shmuel. The Gemara answers that Rav Chanan has the authority to dispute Rav's ruling for the question of prohibiting an issue. Amar Sain, afil b'chadri chadarim, is a malchokas tanaim, for it was taught in a brisa. If one's clothing became soaked, shotchan b'chama avlo k'neged ha'am. He may spread them out in the sun to dry on Shabbos, but he may not do so before people, meaning in an area viewed by people. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ruled that this is prohibited even in a secluded area. And point number three, the Gemara brings a brisa with a different version of the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which taught Rabbi Shimon and Elazar said Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that one may take a ladder from one dovecote to another. They argued only in regard to returning the ladder to its original place. Beishamai say emakzeri, one may not return the ladder. After using it, but Beisila say one may even return it. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon and Elazar, although Beishamai prohibit the carrying of the ladder on Yantav, they conceded that it is permitted to take a ladder to a dovecot to fetch birds for one's Yantav meal because it serves Yantav need. Yehuda said that these rulings apply only with the Sulm Shal Shovach, a dovecot ladder. Of a Sulm Shal Aliyah, Divriya Kol Aser. But an attic ladder, according to everyone, is forbidden because someone seen carrying an attic ladder will certainly be suspected of plastering his roof. All right, so now we get our Simmer Dav Tess, and our standard Simmon is a teapot, because teapot begins with a T sound, and also a Tess sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on the top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes hanging out to dry in a secluded area and was told that he was not permitted to return the ladder. Once again, in slow motion. The reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot, that must be more on Duff Tess. The reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next, which reminds us, it's Malchus Beis Shem Beis Hillel, whether one is permitted to take a dovecote ladder from one shovach to the next. And Rav Chanan bar Ami said the Malchus applies only in the case of one who carries a ladder in a rishus of rabim, where he might be observed. For Beis Shem I hold, Haro Omer l'hatich galga hutzarech, that one onlooker might assume that he's carrying a ladder because he needs to blazer his roof. Whereas Beis Hillel holds, since he's carrying a ladder that is specifically used for dovecotes, it's not a problem. But in a rishus yachid, where his actions are unlikely to be observed, everyone agrees it is mutter. So the reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder, as he moved it from one dovecote to the next, spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes, hanging out to dry in a secluded area, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if it's so, the Beis Shammai's prohibition does not apply where one's actions are unlikely to be observed. For Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, wherever the Rabban prohibit an act because of Maras Ayin, the act is prohibited even in one's most private chambers. The Gemara answers that Rav Hanan has the authority to dispute Rav's ruling for the question of prohibiting the issue of Maras Ayin, afil b'chadri chadarim, is a malchok tanai, for his if one's clothing became soaked, he may spread them out in the sun to dry on Shabbos, but he may not do so before people, meaning in an area viewed by people. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ruled that this is prohibited even in a secluded area. So the reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes, hanging out to dry in a secluded area, and was told that he was not permitted to return the ladder. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa with a different version of the Machlokes between Beis Shem and Beis Hillel, which taught, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Beis Shem and Beis Hillel agree that one may take a ladder from one dovecote to another. They argued only in regard to returning the ladder to its original place. Beis Shem may say, emachzirin, one may not return the ladder after using it, but Beis Hillel say one may even return it. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, although Beis Shem may prohibit the carrying of the ladder on Yantav, they conceded that it is permitted to take a ladder to a dovecote to fetch birds for one's Yantav meal because it serves a Yantav need. So once again, the reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes hanging out to dry in a secluded area and was told that he was not permitted to return the ladder. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman of Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.